You're listening to Crypto at the Ferrum Roundtable, made for the people who want to make the most out of their crypto journey, with the mission of breaking down barriers to mass adoption of blockchain technology. This podcast is brought to you by the folks at Ferrum Network. All information in this podcast is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only, without any express or implied warranty of any kind, including warranties of accuracy, completeness, or fitness for any particular purpose. The information contained in or provided in this podcast is not intended to be and does not constitute financial advice, investment advice, trading advice, or any other advice.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Crypto at the Ferrum Roundtable. My name is Tom from the marketing team at Ferrum Network, and please welcome Sebastian from the pre-sale team. Hey Sebastian, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, happy to be here.
Fantastic. So Sebastian, probably people not that aware of what pre-sale is and how it changes the way they see Web3 space and how you guys help out other projects as well. What can you tell us in terms of the introduction for pre-sale?
Yeah, so I think in terms of trying to explain pre-sale and what we're working on, how we like to go about it now is we tend to explain ourselves as kind of an operating system. So we really help the best investment groups in Web3 to fundraise, to manage their cap table, and then also to distribute tokens. So with the rise of Web3, there's been a lot of investment groups that have been started. And really, a lot of these investment groups tend to use pre-sales for kind of their day-to-day operational work. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people compare us to say, for example, like a CRM system or kind of like this base where I think a lot of our clients tend to start their day by going into pre-sale and checking how their business is doing and operating their business from there. And that's really what we do. We try to help investment groups scale their business and run their business and do all the boring stuff for them and let them kind of focus on what we think is probably the more exciting stuff, which is getting really good deal flow, being able to focus on growing their community and engaging with their community and building their brand. And then when it comes to stuff that is typically related to kind of operational dullness, compliance, back office things, that's what we do and spend most of our time doing.
Cool. So at pre-sale, you must have, obviously, you've identified some issues and problems that people are facing and different groups were actually facing. How would you describe the main USPs for our community, for the audience to fully understand and grasp the idea of what you guys, what makes you guys different?
Yeah, so I think what we understood when we started the business is we've been investing in different investment groups since 2017. So we've been in the space ourselves for several years and kind of seen both sides, being a member in different investment groups and then also how they go about managing these groups. And I think the problem that we kept seeing is the struggle to actually scale your community. So you might have a community that is investing in a certain number of deals, or they kind of get capped at a certain amount of members. And then when you want to go from being kind of a small investment group to actually trying to scale and becoming a business and something that's a bit more serious, then things start to get really complicated real fast. And the kind of unique value prop to pre-sale is, I think, initially, when you're just getting started and you want to see how it is to run an investment group and create a community and all of these things, you can do that by doing everything manually, which means collecting funds from people in a manual way, keeping track of everything in, be it like notes on your computer or a spreadsheet or something like that. When I think pre-sale becomes really valuable is when you're actually trying to grow. So when you're scaling and you're processing a large number of investments, or you have a larger number of members, managing that and making sure that everything is accurate, that it's working smoothly, that you can easily find the information that you're looking to find, and also being able to give the members in your investment community an overview. So I think a lot of times if you've invested into something, you're curious about when the token is going to be launched, what the update is on, let's say, the vesting plan, how many tokens you're going to get on the token generation event. And a lot of these questions get asked in the Discord channel or the Telegram channel, and it all gets kind of like flooded in. And again, if you have 10 members, that's okay. Once you start having like 500 and 500 people are asking you for information, for updates, wanting to change wallet addresses, they've been hacked, so now they have a new address and then you need to verify that. And then you have 200 people who are also wanting to do OTC trades with each other. And then you have a backlog of like 40 deals that you're distributing tokens for, and people want to know how far along they are. Like, when that stuff starts to happen, I think then pre-sale starts being like a very good good fit for your business, and we take care of that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Some people in our community, most of the people in our community probably used your platform and your products during our Ferrum's pre-sales. So they probably didn't even know. So this is great, you know, to introduce them to you, to pre-sale as a project, as a product, as, you know, as a business, really. I think there's going to bring a lot of value. What can you tell us? Because you already told us about the problems and the way you're trying to, the way pre-sale is actually helping to automate a lot of things. Pre-sale is bringing a lot of additional efficiency to the investment part of Web3. But what can you tell us about security and safety? Because that's been actually a hot topic in the crypto space recently for the past couple months. What can you tell us? How do you make sure that your platform is being highly secured?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, and one that we started focusing on very early. I think when we just launched, a lot of people were asking about kind of who the people behind pre-sale was. I think it was scary to a lot of people to kind of outsource some of their information and where they're storing information to kind of this new business that was popping up. And I think since then, and we've always had security kind of be the main focus of what we do. And I think certain testaments to that are just everything that we do that's on chain has been audited and verified. I think in terms of regulatory sides and on the compliance aspects of things, we also have every kind of license and certificate that we need on that side as well. And then in addition, we're doing things that I think most people don't find that interesting, but it's still something that we're working on, which is stuff like this SOC 2 verification, which is like an enterprise security certificate that really takes a look and evaluates our internal policies and processes. And then once we complete that, we'll have our SOC 2 license as well, which I think is needed because most of our clients are, again, we try to focus on the niche of like the top 10% investment groups. And a lot of these clients, I think, have a high standard when it comes to choosing a provider. And I think security is always really important there. So when it comes to security, I feel very confident that both on the on-chain stuff and the off-chain stuff, we have kind of all of our audits in place. All of the audits have come back with kind of the best grade, both when it comes to our on-chain contracts, but then also things such as our penetration tests, vulnerability tests, have also been audited, and we do that at least annually. We'll start doing it probably twice a year now. So I think kind of that helps. I think now, after we've kind of matured and we've grown as a business, I think now also people just have a lot more trust to the brand itself. As I said, I think in the early days we had to prove that we were a proper business. I think now we've raised money from really big venture capitalists and big famous and recognizable names, which I think also kind of helps to assert the fact that we're taking things seriously and we're working on creating the best tool that we can, really.
Sure, thank you. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people are going to see a lot of value in what you said, and clearly the security aspect is super important for you and for the whole pre-sale team, so that's obviously great. What can you tell us in terms of the collaboration, the partnership that we have between Ferrum Network and pre-sale? How did it all start? When did it all begin? How does it work?
Yeah, so the Ferrum presale relationship is one of our oldest partnerships, actually. I think Ferrum came on as one of our earliest customers. And really since then, we've worked very closely. And I think also if you ask the people that's kind of managing the relationship on Ferrum's side, I think they'll agree to the fact that we do spend a lot of time talking to each other and making sure that, you know, from our side that we deliver the best experience that we can to Ferrum and the people that are using presale indirectly, kind of like without knowing it on Ferrum's end, is super happy and content. And that also, yeah, it's been super interesting. I think it's been going for a bit over a year. As I said, Ferrum was one of the earliest investment groups that we teamed up with and was kind of the first, I would call it, kind of like the most, our first high value customer in the sense of Ferrum being a recognizable brand. So I think that's something that we were really excited about when it happened. And I think it was really interesting to see how Ian and the rest of the team at Ferrum trusted kind of what we were building, that saw the potential in what we were building. And yeah, I think ever since then, the collaboration that we've had with Ferrum has always been really strong. And I think from our side, we've become a better company and a better platform because of the feedback that we've gotten. And hopefully we've been able to help Ferrum as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that presale already proved itself to be a highly reliable solution for crypto projects, crypto businesses that offer any kind of investment opportunities for their communities. So that's, you know, 100%. Hopefully now we're in a short little bull market start, you know, and it's just going to be up for the next months and years. And hopefully we're not going to see any more of the horrible bear market that we've seen in 2022, because that means that, you know, Ferrum's pre-sales are also going to be coming back full force. And I'm personally super excited about that. And obviously, you know, this partnership with presale is going to stay strong. So I've got another question, actually, because you're a project, you're a business that offers solutions to other crypto projects. Now, do you have anything to offer to retail investors? Why should retail investors, why should any communities, not just Ferrum's community, but like any other crypto communities out there, why should they focus on presale? Why should they check you out?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, you can divide that question into kind of several topics. I think one is just the question of like, what are presales inherently and why is it interesting to retail? I think that's a topic that we're really passionate about and excited about, naturally, because we've kind of built our entire company on this mission of giving ordinary people access to the private market. So what we mean by that is we think it's really empowering to be able to help and support our clients. And really why that's so interesting is because they're giving ordinary people the ability to invest in opportunities that traditionally you've never been able to invest in. So I think that's something that excites us, is if you're a normal person and you're looking to invest and earn profit on an investment, the best thing that you have in the market right now, if we focus on crypto, is just the traditional exchange. And then really what investment groups and presale has allowed is, for the first time, ordinary people can actually get access to investment opportunities before they're on Binance. Mm-hmm. And I think kind of the earlier you get, typically the better the return of investment. And for the longest time, the earliest stage of investment has always been kind of gate kept by traditional VCs and what we call like the rich and well-connected. And I think it's really interesting to see how by joining an investment community and being a part of kind of the pre-sale ecosystem of it all for the first time, you can actually see normal people make investments, and the impact of that investment can actually change their lives and how they go about running their day-to-day lives. And I think that's what really excites us, is just about the ecosystem and our clients, and why I think more eyes should be focused on joining communities such as Ferrum and many other investment groups. And then in terms of our company, I think we're now very much focused on supporting these investment groups. We don't really approach retail directly ourselves. Our goal is to make sure that investment groups that are getting started feel like they can easily scale their company, and that we offer solutions that allow them to do so the best way possible. So that means, I mean, in the next 2 weeks, we're launching our OTC marketplace, for example, which I think it's the first time in the ecosystem that we're in that has ever existed. And that's going to allow investment groups to basically just click a button and have an OTC marketplace where they can actually have their investors trade allocations between them, which I think is really cool. And then we're also working on the things that are more related to kind of compliance and the regulatory side of things, which I also think is kind of like, for another topic, but it's also something that's incredibly important. I think crypto is being increasingly more and more regulated, and helping investment groups understand how to navigate that landscape, I think is important for us as a business for the years to come. And that's also why we're kind of investing a lot of time into it.
Yeah, no, to be completely honest, I did not expect that you actually have such a quite emotional mission that you're trying to fulfill in this space. It's pretty, you know, to summarize this, like it's pretty easy to say that you guys just want to make the space better, well connected, safer. You want to help change people's lives, and you want to make sure that the investment side of the crypto space is going to be highly efficient. And I think that's, you know, you're on track to do that. So yeah, you know, in my opinion, everyone should, not just the businesses, not just the projects in Web3, but also the retail people, they should be following you guys. They should be paying attention to what you do and how you actually change in the crypto space, because you actually change in that crypto space, not for the businesses themselves, but for the people, for the retail investors, and how they operate in the Web3 space. So I think that's great. Honestly, I think that's brilliant. So can you tell us how, if you know, people are watching us, people are listening to us on Spotify, on Google Music, on Apple Music right now, how can they follow you? What are your socials? Do you have Telegram? Do you have Discord?
Yeah, so you can find us on YouTube, and you can find us on Twitter. So essentially, go on YouTube, search Presale. You'll be able to find some of the content that we're putting out. A lot of the content that we're working on now is really trying to convey the message of what we're working on, why we think it's important, especially from a retail investor perspective, and also try to kind of educate them on how to find investment groups and how to join investment groups such as Ferrum. Wow. And really try to, yeah, make that easy to, I think, make it easy for people to understand that there's more than Binance mm-hmm. when it comes to investments, and there's this thing called pre-sale, and we're trying to get people to have a look.
Yeah, well, and boom, you know, there's another kind of additional value for retail people with the content that you create and you produce. And guys, all the links are going to be in the description to all the socials and all the channels and platforms of pre-sale. Now, what's next? So what's your vision for pre-sale, you know, for the next few months, for the next year, or maybe even next few years?
Yeah, I think there's two things that we're very excited about. I think one is, as I said, it's the OTC marketplace. I think that's going to bring a lot of eyes into the space in general. I think that's something that's never been possible, and it doesn't exist in the pre-sale space of everything. So essentially what people can expect is something that looks like Binance, but it essentially allows you to trade allocations into investments that you made, even though the token hasn't been generated yet. So I think that's super exciting. It allows people to trade and join deals at the earliest stage. And even I think it's even more interesting now that we're kind of still in a bear market, where you might even be able to get really exciting and really good investment opportunities into really great crypto projects. Then you might be able to get them at a discount of, let's say, 40 to 50% of the seed price that you're already in on. So I think that's incredibly exciting. I think enabling our customers to have that opportunity is going to be big. I think the other one is the compliance aspect, but I think the fact of the matter is, in most countries, crypto is becoming more and more regulated. I think really what we want to make sure from our side is that if you want to run an investment group in crypto, you can safely kind of rely on pre-sale to manage all of the stuff that you need to have in place when it comes to understanding risk and regulatory risk, without ever kind of to have, like, you don't have to think about it. You can just kind of use pre-sale, you let it go on autopilot, and then you can be certain that we'll take care of the rest, basically. And I think that's something I'm also extremely excited about.
Yeah, well, it is definitely exciting. Like, I'm actually quite pumped, you know, to pay much more attention to what pre-sale is doing and how you guys are actually going to achieve your vision, because I'm pretty sure that you will. So yeah, thank you so much for being with us today, Sebastian. Thank you so much for introducing pre-sale to our community in a much more in-depth way than they've actually had a chance to experience so far. Do you have any final thoughts before we end this?
No, I'm just happy to to be invited. And I think from kind of my side, on behalf of the pre-sale team, I'm super excited to follow Ferrum Network as well, and see all the amazing stuff that you guys are building. So yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And hopefully, you know, in the like next 6 months, we're going to have a little update, catch up as well, where we're going to be discussing the things that you guys want to achieve, how far you are into achieving those as well. And just, you know, bring a little update to our community, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be excited about that. Thank you so much, Sebastian, once again, for joining us today. And well, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Ferrum Network is a pioneer in ushering in the era of interoperability 2.0. Ferrum Network's mainnet nodes and related infrastructure will bring value, data, and functional interoperability to every chain in the industry. Ferrum also specializes as a multi-chain blockchain as a service DeFi company, adding deflationary mechanisms, token utility, and advisory services to projects across the crypto space.